is thank God he is already thundering.
Miss Dale, is that you?
KD4FD,
N4U's B.
Me, KD4FD.
Roger, roger. Well, there's a thunderstorm that's hitting out of Dallas, heading to Roxana. And yeah, it's got a little bit of lightning with it.
A lot of thunder around here, and we had a puff wind, but it settled back down.
Yeah, well, they're popping up everywhere now. Popping up all over Autauga County. And this one will move. They're all moving real fast, so we'll be standing by and watching it close. KD4FD, be careful. N4UZZ.
Tato, we'll be careful. We'll catch you later, KD4FD.
This is W4JTB, Central Alabama Skywarn. Tornado watch is still in effect until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for Autauga, Chilton, Coosa, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, Montgomery, Perry, Chambers, Clay, Lee, Macon, Randolph, Russell, Tallapoosa, Barber, Bullock, Pike, and Marengo. This is W4JTB.
KA9MVA to the Skywarn Net Coordinator. Have y'all announced this latest watch? Over.
We don't really announce watches, and for you, ZZ.
Okay. 73 Auto, KA9MVA.
However, we're going to go into session very shortly because we've got an interesting cell in central Lowndes County that's heading this way. Cells are intensifying very rapidly. There's a cell in Lee County that's getting very intense. And we have a line of thunderstorms rotation that is now entering Dallas County and will be here in about 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, that will be a reason to announce a watch. We activated the EOC in Elmore County off that watch because of, because of the mesic scale discussion and the developments that are behind it. So, all right, Otto. Well, I'll be monitoring this one, and the Elmore County group will also be on the 145-310. Up in Wetumpka. So 73 to y'all, and hope we stay safe.
Roger, appreciate it. KA9MVA, and for you, ZZ. And for you, ZZ, activating Central Alabama Skywarn. This is W4AP. We have a cell that we're watching in Lounsboro. In the Haynesville area that is strengthening and moving to the northeast towards Montgomery, and a front entering Dallas County from the west that has indications of rotation in it, and we'll probably get here in about an hour and 15 minutes. This W4AP Central Alabama Skywarn. Do we have any stations that are wishing to check in at this time before we get going?
Take time for that piece of junk on
from Bold Knob to lock up. We, any stations wishing to check in at this time, W4AP, Alabama Sky 1.
Yeah, Otto, just got it unlocked there. Sorry about that. I got two messages and then I locked it real quick. W4JSF, I'm at Walmart Wetumpka monitoring.
This is AM4CBL, Bob, Southern Elmore County monitoring.
Station calling, say again.
It's unlocking the repeater again, Otto. It locked up again. W4JSF.
I think that we're going to need a Second Amendment remedy for that repeater, because if we don't get rid of it, I'm going to take a 12 gauge shotgun up there.
I'll take mine up there too, Lee, and we'll do it together. W4JSF.
There's a cell in Haynesville in Central Lowndes County that is showing some wide area rotation that we need to watch very, very closely. There's been no warning from the National Weather Service, but the velocity scans are very interesting. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. Have checked in, W4JSF, KM4CVL, Bob in South Elmore County, and W4JTP in East Montgomery. Any additional stations?
This is Whiskey Bravo 2 Zulu Kilo Alpha Tom Montgomery.
I'm going to have to ask you to say that call again, Whiskey Bravo 2, please. A little bit more slowly. I have Whiskey Bravo 2, Zulu Kilo Alpha, Tom in Montgomery. Any additionals for check-ins? This is Sky 1, Central Alabama Sky 1.
Okay. Okay, en route to Wetumpka.
N9MVA, you doubled with somebody. The other station, call again. Kilo Delta 4, extremely poor modulation with a lot of vehicle noise. You're going to need to say it again.
Lima Golf Oscar is the suffix.
Kilo November 4, Lima Golf Oscar, it's Ryan, this is KA9OVA.
Keep the relay. Kilo Golf 4, Lima Golf Oscar, Lyon in Elmore County. Any additional check-ins for Central Alabama Sky 1 call now?
This is KD4MDW Ron. Wrap.
This is November Juliet 2 Bravo, Ride in Millbrook. Sitting at my base station looking out the window, so I'll be reporting in if I see anything.
Well, I've got KD4MDW, Ron in Otago County, and NJ2B, Ron in Millbrook. And this is Alabama Skywarn. We're looking at a cell in Central Lowndes County that is indicating some rotation. Wide area rotation at this time. I'm not saying there's a tornado on the ground or anything like that, but we're watching this cell very closely. It is heading to the northeast, towards exit 164 of I-65 Hope Hall. W4AP, Alabama Sky 1, standing by for significant weather observations. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, we're watching a cell that is that has been moving out of Central Lowndes County and is now crossing the Montgomery-Lowndes County line, heading towards exit 164 of I-65. There is some indication of rotation in the radar velocity pattern of this this cell. There has been no warning on it, and there's not a we have no reports of any tornadoes on the ground or anything like that. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for significant weather observations.
We just warned that cell, Auto W4JTB.
We have sirens going off in North Montgomery, KI4KLN.
N4UTD, they have issued a tornado warning for Lowndes and Montgomery.
They're issuing a tornado warning for the storm that we have been watching that's been coming out of Lowndes County. It is now near the area of exit 164, that is Hope Hall, off I-65, and it is heading towards the east-northeast. So it's heading towards Mount Meigs and Waugh, and will probably pass to the south of Wind Lakes. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for significant weather observations. We were watching that storm for 10 minutes before the Weather Service caught on. K5KO. 5KO, are you checking in? Any comments?
Checking in, mobile en route to Elmore County, EOC.
Roger, I got you checked in. Any additional check-ins?
Northern Boulevard, 65 South End.
Station is calling about the Southern Boulevard. You are breaking up. You're in and out. Calling, say again, you have extremely low audio.
Otto, that broken station was John, KJ6MTJ, and the other station was Jason, W4EGR. Came for you.
KJ6MTJ, W4EGR, KM4EEO. Any additional check-ins?
Whiskey 4, Echo Golf Romeo, Jason Elmore County, no traffic.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Now standing by for hold your check-ins. We're standing by for significant weather observations only. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for significant weather observations. Has a radar-indicated tornadic signature in the 164-mile marker of I-65 in the Hope Hall area, moving towards the east-northeast, moving towards Pike Road and Mount Meigs. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. Strong radar signature is now in the Snowden area of Montgomery County. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
Otto just talked to John. Looks like he is just northwest of the Capitol, kind of close to Maxwell, so he's going to be north of it. W4JTB.
This is KC1FLG, portable.
Hold your check-ins. We're looking W4, severe weather observations only. Severe weather observations only. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. ATB, are you in your home, QTH? Calling me, K5KO. W4JTB, Joe, are you at your home, QTH?
Yes, roger that.
Roger that. Looks like about ETA is about 20 minutes would be making preparations.
All right, thank you, Otto. I've got everybody about to head to the room now. Thank you.
4AP, Central Alabama Sky, warned. Continued radar indicated rotation from the area of Hope Hall to the northeast towards Bell Station and Mount Meigs and Pike Road. Any stations in the affected warning area, call now.
Hello, November 4, Sierra Tango Mike.
Tango Mike, go ahead. Where are you located and what do you see?
I'm just south of Pike Road, pulled off the side of the road on 231 north. Nothing right now, but we're definitely watching.
Look at that, 231, just south of Pike Road. It's coming at you from the west, so be careful. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for significant weather observations. And KT1NLG, I've got you on board, sir. W4JTB, W4AV. Go ahead. You take the net for 1 minute. I'm going to go outside and do an observation.
This is W4AP Skywarn. Any observations, please? Call now.
W4JTB, thanks a lot. Didn't really see anything, nothing but just gray and rain.
Roger that. I'm about to step out as well. Let me know if you need me. I'm call abandoned. W4JTB.
You're roger. W4AP Central Alabama Sky 1, stand by for significant weather observations.
N4EZ.
MTJ, you're in and out.
Now.
Up to now, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I was running high power. Be advised, I got a good look to coming in from the backside of it. I do not see any lowerings at this time.
Happy to get that report. Appreciate it. What is your location right now?
I am eastbound in Hope Hall.
Roger, got you in Hope Hall. That's a perfect spot to see it from the rear, absolutely. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. E5 station on the output, go ahead. You loud and clear, go ahead. Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. It will be in our location, and especially in yours, in about 5 minutes. Roger. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. Weather services continue the tornado warning for north central Montgomery County. The storm that was in Hope Hall is now moving across Highway 231 and heading towards Mount Meigs and the wall. W4AP, Alabama Sky 1. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southern Otago County. A strong line of thunderstorms is just to the east of Selma and is moving east-northeast, and this cell is moving into the area of Mulberry, Independence, and Booth, and Prattville, and Otago County. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
U4AP, KC1FLG.
KC1FLG, go ahead.
I am located over near the Veterans Hospital, Nottingham Road. We have slight rain, gray, no wind.
Did I appreciate the report? W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
N4UZZ, KJ6NTJ.
John.
Mic sensitivity is causing the repeater problems. I'm going to go ahead and backtrack and head back up to the one in the Saugerville. From what I'm seeing from back here, I'm seeing zero lowering.
So that's very happy to hear that. Appreciate that. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. Central Alabama Sky 1, the cell that we've been tracking coming out of Lowndes County and Hope Hall is now in East Montgomery. It is between Pike Road and I-85 in the Wind Lakes and Mount Lakes area. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
W4AP, K5KO.
K5KO, go ahead.
Be off there for a few minutes at DOC in Elmore.
Roger, roger. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. The echo that is the line of thunderstorms that is to the east of Selma is now approaching Mulberry and is moving east-northeast and will be impacting Otagoville and Booth and possibly Prattville in about 15 minutes. W4AP, Central Alabama, Sky 1. We have any stations in southern Otago County?
KE4ITL.
4ITL, go ahead.
Roger, Otto. This is Warren in the northern part of Prattville. So far, just rain on and off, heavy and light.
Roger, roger. Appreciate the observation. This line is, as I said, is now approaching Mulberry and has a lot of lightning with it. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
Auto is a report just south of me, maybe a mile, of a wall cloud reported W4JTV.
All right, what are you reporting a mile south of you?
There is a report of a wall cloud, and let's see here, one second. It's coming from Spotter Network, BMX.
Roger that, report of a wall cloud. That would be north of Pike Road, is that correct?
Roger that.
Roger, roger. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. I would say this wall cloud was spotted roughly in the Deer Creek neighborhood. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. The Weather Service is continuing the tornado warning for Montgomery County. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
Montgomery County strong radar echoes have moved to the east of West Ferry Road into the Mount Max area and Wall on I-85. W4AP Central Alabama Sky One. Line of strong echoes are extend from Independence, Otter County, Central Otter County, due south to Otterville, and then southwest towards Benton. And this line is moving east-northeast. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
But I do want to go ahead and pass that along. From what I could tell, there was a lowering of a wall cloud. W4JTB.
It was 2 miles east of your location.
That is correct. That is correct. And this was a few minutes ago, and I'm just was trying to make sure that I was seeing what I thought I was seeing. Auto W4JTB.
That's consistent with the other reports, yeah. And it has moved off to the east across West Ferry Road and towards the area of Wall, exit 16, I-85.
Yes, sir. I could not, there is a patch of trees that I could not see below, but the movement up was fairly rapid.
W4JTB. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for significant weather reports.
Stand for STM.
STM, go ahead.
I am east on Wallahatchie Road, I believe, and I have a visual on the wall cloud.
That. You have visual on the wall cloud, and you are on Wallahatchie Road. Ian, that should be, you should be in Macon County, right?
Just come out of Pike Road. We're between Pike Road and Cecil right now.
To that. And the wall cloud is to your east, is that correct?
Roger, east and northeast.
Roger that. Looks on the radar like the wall cloud is right at the Macon-Montgomery County line. Appreciate that report. Please keep reporting on what it's doing. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. We have a wall cloud moving from Pike Road into Macon County, probably being near the Montgomery-Macon County line. We have an observer who is watching that wall cloud. And we have another area of warning from the National Weather Service that extends from Booth to Otterville and into towards Whitehall in southern Otterga County. Moving east. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn, standing by for significant weather observations. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn, we have one area of rotation that is moving from Pike Road out of Montgomery County and into Macon County, into the area of Shorter, and we have another area that extends from Booth southwards to Otterville that is moving east and will be affecting Prattville in about 10 minutes. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn, standing by for significant weather observations.
W4AP,
4DJO.
DJO, go ahead.
4AP, good afternoon, Otto. Looks like they were canceled the warning for Montgomery, but Otauga and Lounge is until 2 p.m. Get that from K4NWS.
Got that. Thanks. Where are you?
This is K9VA. I need to command the repeater back to the other mode.
Timing.
Marker 194 of I-65, just to the west of the flag, just to the north west of Pine Level near I-65, W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. 4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. Do we have any stations that are observing any spotters in the area of Marbury High School? W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
This is WF14, Papa Yankee, Rift East Montgomery.
I-65, call now. Area of rotation has just crossed over I-65 in the area of Marbury High School. There's no indication that it has touched down, but it has radar indications of rotation, and it is moving to the east towards Deetsville. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
Net control, KC1FLG.
KC1FLG, go ahead.
We are getting lightning strikes, and wind has gone from calm to about 3 knots.
That, and what is your location?
I am Nottingham Road, close to the VA hospital.
Roger that. Appreciate it. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. An area of rotation is approaching Deetsville in East Elmore County, near Hopeville. W4AP, Alabama Skywarn. Good report. We have reports from the Marbury High School area that the rotation, as indicated, is all in the upper level, and Marbury High School had nothing but rain, so this area is heading towards Deetsville, and so far has not reached the ground or has not posed any particular danger to anyone on the ground at this time. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn. KU4PY, did I hear you checking in? Nothing heard. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
This is WB4D,
SWG, Payton in Deetsville. I really don't have anything to report other than it's just raining and wind gusts.
Roger that. Thanks very much for that report, Payton. That seems to be the report from Marbury High School, that it's just rain and apparently nothing reaching the ground or even lowering out of the clouds. The front that has come here from Selma has arrived. It is now in Montgomery County. It's a line of strong thunderstorms that extend from Prattville to the southwest towards Robinson and Manic and Lounsboro in Lowndes County, and it is the subject of a severe thunderstorm warning from the National Weather Service, and it is moving east. W4AP, from Alabama Sky Warns. It indicates an area of light rotation over Deetsville, but reports from Deetsville indicate that they just have rain. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky Warn, standing by for weather-related traffic. 36MTJ, W4AP.
W4AP, KJ6MTJ, go ahead.
Currently southbound.
Rotating around on 3-1.
Roger. Are you northbound or southbound?
Stationary at the moment.
To the north.
Roger on the north.
Buddy, look at your 7 and 8 o'clock. That's where the strongest echoes are located right now. No copy on your last transmission.
About now.
Got the, how about now, yes.
Your router. Yeah, I was going to say out here on the 31 about this area, just to watch the cells move northeast. Over.
Sure. What I was saying was, considering the way you're oriented, look towards your 7 and 8 o'clock. That's where the strongest echoes are going on, and report what you're seeing.
Now, unfortunately, just gray soup.
Roger, roger. Appreciate the report. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky Warn. And a strong thunderstorm is now extending from Blue Ridge to the southwest, all the way into the Catoma area, Catoma Creek area, and into Lowndes County to Lowndesboro. This line is the subject of a severe thunderstorm warning by the National Weather Service, and this line is moving towards the east. Payton, the front has passed Deetsville. It's long gone. It's now in the Spigner area and approaching Wallsboro.
Roger, appreciate that. WB4TWG.
Part of the front that's approaching Wallsboro is has no indication of severe weather. It doesn't have any rotation or anything. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky Warning. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky Warning, standing by for weather-related traffic. W4AP. Central Alabama Sky Warn. Montgomery County is under a severe thunderstorm warning from a front that is currently located from northeast Montgomery westwardly towards Haynesville and Mosses in Lowndes County. This front is moving
to the southeast. Individual cells in the front are moving to the northeast. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for weather-related traffic.
W4AP, K4DJL.
4DJL, W4JTB, W4AP.
Are you seeing anything in the cell over East Montgomery in West Ferry Road? I mean, it's raining pretty heavily and winds picked up tremendously.
Yeah, we definitely have a strong line coming through there. I'm not seeing any current rotation, but we do have heavy winds moving into the Pike Road and East Montgomery area.
K4DJL back to that.
Let's see, K4DJL, give me just 1 second. We may be having a little bit of a rotation indicator. Give me 1 second. I'm not seeing it on the radar, but I am getting it as an icon.
Location?
It is, it looks like it's about 2 miles west of the Ryan Ridge area, Chantilly area, and a little bit southwest of the AUM area.
Southeast of my current location at West Ferry near the bypass.
That is correct. The indicator is just east bypass. But like I said, I'm not seeing. Actually going to switch over to the Birmingham radar real quick. This is W4AP. Local station, having trouble hearing the call sign. You want to go ahead again?
SWB Pacific Portable, Montgomery Air 1 Road, and Perry Hill, power outage, heavy rain, the wind gusting at about 7.
What was that, 7? What was the wind speed estimated?
Approximately 7 miles per hour.
We got you there, Perry. Power outage report. This is W4AP, standing by for any significant weather observations.
Control, KC1 FLG.
I believe that was KC1 FLG, correct if wrong. Go ahead, please.
Slight rotation, heavier rain, sounds like hail.
I'm having a little trouble hearing your location, please. Could you repeat your location a few times?
Nottingham Road, close to
that Nottingham Road. Alright, no copy. Try me back in just a few minutes if you don't mind. This is W4AP, standing by for any significant weather observations. K4DJL, this is W4AP.
Station, that's over there near Pike Road or at Macon County, over.
Sorry, I was just calling you. I doubled with you. Come back, please.
Gary, carry on. I was just wondering, I think he had reported from what's near Macon County and Pike Road.
Roger that, thank you. Now we're experiencing some wind here in East Montgomery, close to Pike Road, and some power flickers. We are experiencing some power flickers, but we still do have power, and so that's East Montgomery. So W4AP, stand by for any significant weather observations. Well, I'm not seeing any, I haven't seen any indication of rotation on the radar. I've been watching boat's radar, so I'm not seeing that, but I am seeing heavy winds. This is W4AP.
Excellent, K4D, gentlemen.
W4AP, standing by for any significant weather observations.
JTB in for UZZ.
For UZZ, this is W4JTB.
I thank you very much, sir.
No problem, sir. Let me know if you need me anytime here in the next couple hours. This is W4JTB. Turn it over to N4UZZ.
Roger that. Appreciate it. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. National Weather Service has continued a severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County. A line of severe thunderstorms extends from Mount Meigs to the southwest to Pentlala and on into the Fort Deposit area. This line is moving east and individual cells in the line are moving to the northeast. W4AP, Alabama Sky Warrant, standing by for weather-related traffic. W4JTB, W4AP.
W4JTB.
Your QTH should now be behind the front. Should be all over with.
Roger that. Thank you very much. W4JTB.
Is that strong wind and rain, strong gusts, and some lightning?
Yeah, that's what I was getting here, about 17-mile-an-hour gust, lots of lightning and heavy rain.
Roger, roger. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky Warrant.
4JTB.
This is U4PY, Rick, East Montgomery, no traffic.
Roger that, Rick. Got you checked in, KU4PY. And KU4PY, of course, you're an Arrowhead, so you are also now behind the front. It's all over for you.
I'm glad you're out there directing the traffic there, Otto. KU4PY.
Roger that. Got a little 60-cycle hum there on your signal.
I just was wondering how it's getting through it all since I reprogrammed the tone. KU4PY.
Roger. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for weather-related traffic.
W4AP.org, 123 hertz tone.
KR4JY. 4JY, got you checked in. This is W4AP, Central Alabama Sky Warning, standing by for weather-related traffic.
By the way, although we did have a 32-mile-an-hour gust out here in Pike Road about probably 15 minutes ago. KR4JY.
Is a healthy gust. Yes, indeed. Appreciate the report, Jim. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. The severe thunderstorm line of storms extends now from Cecil southwest to La Grande and to the Fort Deposit area, and it is continuing to move southeasterly with individual cells moving to the northeast. The storm has gusts and heavy rain and extensive lightning with it. Do we have any stations in Carter's Hill, Davis Crossroads, Mamie, Sprague, Ada, Gibson, Grady, or Dublin, or Reamer,
on the net. This is W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1. Nothing heard. This line of thunderstorms will proceed towards the south and east through the areas that I've just mentioned, and will then exit the county and move on to Pike and Bullock counties. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, standing by for weather-related traffic.
Control, this is KC1 FLG.
FLG, go ahead.
Yes, in the area of Nottingham Road, be advised we have standing water all along the road.
Standing water in Nottingham Road. Not that far from the VA hospital. Now, does that make the road impassable?
Oh, it's passable. The standing water is more towards the lower dips in the road than the upper part of the road.
Roger that. Appreciate it. Thank you for that report. With all the hills and dales and forest hills, you're going to get some lower spots there. They're going to have some water standing, definitely. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1, appreciate the report. Standing by for weather-related traffic.
4AP, W4ETR.
ETR, go ahead.
Be advised. Multiple roadways in the Spring Valley subdivision, Montgomery. Water over the roads. Got a couple that I'd consider to be impassable at this time.
After that, Spring Valley subdivision, Montgomery. Road flooding. I appreciate the report. W4AP, Central Alabama Sky 1.
PK-40.
Yeah.
Did you send that traffic up at the water covering the roadway? Was it Sunnydale or Sunny Valley community?
Spring Valley subdivision.
Okay.
A severe thunderstorm warning continues until 2:45. In south and central Montgomery County, extending from the areas of Mamie, Curtis Hill, and LeGrand, and Sprague, southward. And there is also an area of rotation in Butler and Crenshaw County, approaching the community of Highland Home, very near South Montgomery County. W4AP, Central Alabama.
You're listening to the online feed of the W4AP 14684 repeater, Montgomery, Alabama, and Sky 1 controllers. We are having bad weather around the Central Alabama area. There is more lines moving through this way, and just stay right here. We'll keep you up to date. We do have better backup in case the power does go out, and we'll keep you up to date right here. Thanks for listening. This is W4AP Online Feed. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at w4jff@qsl.net. That's w4jff@qsl.net. Good afternoon. It's 2:43 p.m. Central Time. This is Montgomery Amateur Radio Club's W4AP repeater.
National Weather Service has allowed the severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County to expire. We will therefore close this session of Central Alabama Sky 1 with a note and that is there's significant rotation indicated on radar in a cell in Crenshaw County over Highland Home. And this cell could pose a threat to the Raymer and Grady area in extreme South Montgomery County. If that is so, then we will activate Central Alabama Skywarn again for extreme South Montgomery County. W4AP, Central Alabama Skywarn.
W4AP.org, 123 hertz tone.
Do we have any stations on in the Raymer or Grady area of extreme South Montgomery County? Call now.
AK4NG with AK4NF.
To that, there is a cell with indicated rotation moving out of Highland Home to the north, to the east northeast, heading towards Grady.
AK4NF, we are monitoring the storm on radar. Wind has definitely picked up, 25 mile per hour plus winds.
Roger, roger. Just want you to be aware because they allowed the thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County to expire. Alrighty, y'all be safe. And for you, ZZ.